I have a challenge for you. I'm going to try and ruin your orgasm. First, I'm going to bring you so much pleasure, arouse you, make you ache for release. But then I'm going to do my very, very best to ruin it. To take all of that wonderful build-up and turn it into something agonizing and horrible. Because I enjoy making you suffer, really. It's that simple. All you have to do is listen. Is enjoy the pleasure. Is drop deep enough that you can very much enjoy the intense stimulation. The intense pleasure that I will bring you. All you have to do is follow my instructions, but then hold off from following that last one. I don't think you can do it. If you can, you'll be able to make yourself come properly. You'll get to enjoy it, but no. I don't think you can do that. I think you're far too much of a good toy. And the instructions that I give you will, well, be irresistible. So let's try. I want you to start off by stripping yourself down. You're going to want access, after all. You're going to be touching yourself. You're going to be touching and teasing and eventually ruining. That's a good toy. Stripping yourself down, making sure you've got access to all those sensitive places. Then you can start touching. Start touching and teasing. Only rule is you're not allowed to come until I tell you. That would be cheating. You can try and resist that final command to ruin, but you can't come before that. No. Those fingers are just going to tease you right up to that edge and keep you there as best they can. Keep you there aching, needing, building up that wonderful frustration so I can take it all from you and use it to make you squirm. So tease yourself now and find as you do that each touch, each little bit of building, wonderful arousal, starts to drop you down, to lower you down, to sink you deeper, starts to make you fall. And it's already so easy to fall for my voice, isn't it? So easy to slip away, to find your mind opening for me. Opening up, giving me what I want. That's a good toy. Following my voice deeper as you tease yourself deeper for me. Every touch just amplifying my words. Because you want to drop deep, because you know that when you're deep, I can make every touch feel so much more intense. You touch to drop to enjoy the touch. You drop to enjoy the touch. You touch more so you drop deeper. Around and around and down and down. Such a good toy you're being. Stroking, touching, teasing. Whatever feels best for you. Whatever you're doing that makes you so horny, makes you leak and ache, makes you desperate. As that arousal fills your mind, it pushes out any space for thoughts, so that all that's there is need and my words, a need for my words. As you drop and melt and that pleasure, that touch feels better and better and better by the second. such a good toy you're being as you melt away, as your mind surrenders, as your body just gives in to how good it feels, as you get closer and closer to that release that you're desperate for, but that I'm going to take from you. Because you're already so deep, so obedient, because you know that going deep makes you surrender. It means that you've given in. It means that you're going to give me what I want. You already have given me what I want. What I want is your attention. What I want is to be deep in that wonderful mind. Exploring, teasing, turning up and up and up the sensitivity of your body so that each touch just feels so overwhelmingly good. So you feel more and more pleasure, second by second. The deeper you go, the better you feel. The better you feel, the deeper you go. The more you touch, the deeper you go. The closer you get, the closer you get to complete surrender, to utter mindlessness. And I know that you're a good toy, and you know that you're a good toy. You know you can't resist my instructions. You know you can't resist my commands. You know that you cannot resist when I tell you what to do, when I give you commands. Because when you're this deep, every command feels so good. You ache to obey, to follow, to submit, to be a good, pleasing toy. That's it. So every touch, bringing you closer and closer, until you're so very close that, oh, it feels like you'll explode. Holding yourself so close to that edge, knowing that you need to stay there, knowing that your fingers will just keep you there, teasing you there, holding you there, because that's where I want you. That's where I want you to be. Close, desperate, obedient, good. Fucking your mind deeper under my control, making it so certain that you can't resist, you can't fight. Your mind is mine to toy with, your body is mine to tease, to ruin. All that's waiting is the word. All you're waiting for is the command. All you're waiting for is to me to tell you to do it. But not yet. I want to build up more. I want you closer. I want you more desperate. I want more to take from you. But that's what's going to happen. I'm going to take this orgasm from you, twist it and make it into something that feels awful. And I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to very much enjoy it. And that part of you that's got you here, that part of you that's so fucking horny right now, that part of you delights in the knowledge that I'm going to enjoy your ruination, your desperation. I'm going to enjoy the fact that you're going to lose. You've already lost. You can't fight. Every touch, you're just reaffirming my control over you as you get closer and closer. You're just pulling me deeper into your mind. There's nothing you can do. There's nowhere you can go. You can't escape. You can't fight. Your mind is mine to toy with. You're going to ruin. It's inevitable. Maybe by this point you're even eager for it, aching for it. At least it would mean that this edging stopped. And you also are so desperate to please, aren't you? So desperate to give me what I want. So very desperate to serve me. So as you get closer, as your fingers work your body in the ways that you know feel the best, as you sink ever deeper into my words, fall ever further into my voice, as you surrender over and over with every touch and throb and ache. You become more helpless, more dependent. You're trapped already, stuck in place, stuck waiting for my permission to stop, to ruin. And you'll get it soon. But you know that you can't resist. You know you came into this knowing that you couldn't resist, that you knew you were going to fail, that I was going to get to enjoy your suffering, going to get to enjoy this orgasm which I'm going to rip from you, leaving just that hollow ache in its place. You know, you knew that this is how it was going to end. That you're just going to fail. And you're going to ruin. Because you're my good toy. My pleasing thing. My obedient, useful plaything. And as that arousal builds, and builds, and builds, well, it just keeps getting more intense. So what you'll find is going to happen, is I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. With each number you're going to find your arousal doubling, tripling, getting just so much more intense you can't attach numbers to it. You're going to find it overwhelming you, feeling better and better. And when I reach one, I'm going to tell you to ruin, and you'll snap out of trance just in time to feel that ruin. You'll snap out of trance, just alert and aware enough as your hand jerks away, just as you tip over that edge, just at that point of no return where it's about to feel wonderful. Your hand jerks away as you come out of trance. And you ruin for me, because I demand it. There's a good toy. I'm going to enjoy this as your arousal starts to increase exponentially, and you count towards that horrible sensation. In 10, there's a good toy. 9, closer and closer, so intense. 8, almost vibrating with the need that you feel. 7, more and more intense. 6, doing so well for me, my toy. 5, I'm going to enjoy this. 4, doubling and doubling and doubling. 3, closer and closer and closer. 2, doing so very well. 1, nearly there, and ruin for me. I hope it was awful. I hope it feels so empty as I take that orgasm from you and you're left without, left, ruined. My good toy. And if you'd like, I'd very much like to hear how it felt. Such a pleasing thing you are. Why not listen again? Maybe the second time you'll manage it.